ready to turn right? Good. Just lost you, rockin'! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
Hi, how's it going?
How's it going? Welcome back.
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, it's good to be back. Hi.
It's good to have you back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People have asked, where's Andrew? And I'm going...
Yeah, sorry, I've been really flaky. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, well, that happens. It's not just you, man. Every once in a while, I'm like, I just want to... Whatever. All right, so let's talk, man. If you haven't ever listened to this show, and this is your first time, welcome. We are Podcast Rock City, and we're obviously a KISS podcast. We talk KISS, except when we don't, and that's our favorite band. So let's talk some KISS news first right off the bat, okay?
Sure.
Now, the first thing I want to bring up is Gene Simmons. The video came out, and everybody is saying that he was saying, vote Trump. Mm-hmm. During I Love It Loud. Have you guys seen this video?
I have not.
Okay. He did not say that. And if you watch the video... Okay, so here's the thing. Video came out. Everybody said, hey, look, Gene's saying vote Trump during I Love It Loud, right? Mm-hmm. But then Gene tweeted and he said, I didn't say vote Trump. I said more drums. Now, if you watch it, he says more drums. And I don't know, you know, even if you watch the big screen behind him, you can see him say more drums like that, you know, and, you know, he goes more drums loud.
I want
you
know, so on Trump for president.
Yeah. But that. But see, and that made sense, but that's not what happened.
Yeah.
And then even today, after he's cleared it up and you could watch the video. Even today, you can hear him say more drums, you know? And, you know, what do you guys think? You know, Paul has gotten political. Maybe not political. How about this? Paul, live on stage, has gotten... He has talked about the way other bands get political on stage and make you think about shit that's going on outside the arena, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So... If Gene were to start touting Trump on stage, don't you think that would, like, that would be a huge error, right?
Yeah, because, like, that's isolating a lot of your fan base. A lot of your fans could be Democrats. You know, like, that
correct.
Wouldn't make sense financially. If, like, right. other shows, people, oh, I don't know, he's a Trump, you know? I'm sure they'd go either way, but, you know, that just doesn't really make sense to isolate potential fans.
Jody, what do you think?
I think in general, man, that should never be part of a rock and roll show. I don't want to hear anyone's agenda at any rock show that I go to.
That's the absolute... That's what Lemmy... Oh, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, you're good. But, I mean, I'm there for the music. I'm not there for their ideology on politics. You know, I'm going to leave that shit at the door, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't think it should be part of a rock show.
Well, yeah, that's what Lemmy said. He said you can't... And it's true. You can't get any more opposite from politics than rock and roll. So it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, if you're going to do it on a news show outside of a concert, go right ahead. You got asked to come on. You know, you do your thing. But once you're on stage, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. You got political bands. You have your U2. You have your Springsteen. You know, Rage. You know, they're going to do it. But
okay,
so if
Rage
that's what
cool.
you, yeah. But if that's what you like, to what you're getting. When I go see KISS, I want to hear Let Me Go Rock and Roll. I don't want to hear Go Vote Trump.
Now, well, yeah, their whole point of it is just to forget about, like, your problems at home and just enjoy that hour and a half to forget about your troubles.
Yeah, and
right.
They've been preaching forever, so they should just leave that out. Let me ask Andrew a quick question.
Okay, let me get into character.
All right.
I'm a character. Yes, sir.
Joe and I were accused of being un-American because we didn't think that KISS should play the Star Spangled Banner and all this during the show when they could be playing KISS songs, which we're all there to see. But I want to know what you think of KISS doing, you know, O Canada at the Canadian shows.
Yeah, I don't like. I see what you mean to where, yeah, you could fit more songs in there, but I don't know. It's it's nice, but like, did they do the whole Star Spangled Banner?
Yes. More or less.
Oh, okay. Well, like, I think that would be a good changeover music song, like when they're tearing everything down, like they did with God Gave Rock and Roll to You. So, no, I see, like, you're there to play, hear and play Kiss songs or whatnot. That doesn't mean you're not patriotic or you're un-American if you don't want that there, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Are you a fan of Christmas carols?
Yeah, to be fair.
Does it bring joy to you? Yeah. Do you hear it at a Kiss show? No, that's not what you're there for. Here for
exactly.
That doesn't make you hate Christmas or what, you know what I mean? Like,
right? Yeah, yeah, I'm there to hear Kiss do Kiss songs. Period.
That doesn't make you unpatriotic. Right.
And to be fair, how do I put this? It wasn't really him saying that you were unpatriotic. He said it came off a little unpatriotic.
Well, I don't know. People take things differently.
So, you know, so
to how you know.
Yeah, but I would just say, you know, to anyone that's listening, to that guy, look, dude, I love America. I love being free, but I don't agree with everything that our government does, and I don't think Kiss should be playing anything but Kiss songs at a show. It's that simple, man. I'm not un-American or unpatriotic.
Oh, dude, all of it, I get a fucking lump in my throat every time I hear the national anthem. That sounds like I'm fucking Alan Jackson, but, you know, it's true. I do hear that every time I hear.
Yeah, like I mean, it's great like, at the beginning of a sports event or something like that, but not in the middle of a Kiss concert. It just doesn't.
Yeah,
to me,
there's
it just
a time
doesn't
and
do
place
it.
For everything, you know.
And that's all.
Yeah,
I mean, "Amazing Grace" is one of the most beautiful songs in the world, but there's no way in hell I want Eric Singer to be singing that.
Yeah,
Kiss, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
I just wanted to clear that up because we don't want our listeners to think that we're some kind of like, you know, un-American. Freaking terrorists or what have you.
Well, no, you're not.
No, not at all.
Yeah, we love America.
We love Canada too, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
Absolutely.
Even though you always make, New Year's.
It has to get thrown in there every once in a while.
I have tradition. To sneak that in. All right, so listen, there's a couple more things. All right, let's see. So today is the anniversary. Of, and the only reason I bring this up is because I live here. July 17th, 1974, Atlanta, Georgia. Kiss plays two nights at the Alex Cooley Electric Ballroom. Now, if you guys want to see some really cool shit, if you go to Kiss Chikara, the page on Facebook, not only if you scroll down and look for the today, you know, on this day in history thing, they have pictures of the show in Atlanta, and then if you scroll down even further, there's like backstage pictures where they're like in the dressing room posing.
That's great.
And they're young and hungry looking, you know, in the pictures. So, you know, once again, Jason Gallagher, who runs that page, man, it's all positive. If you guys love Kiss, you know, go to that thing, and it's, you know, it's pretty awesome. But, you know, when you think about Kiss playing two nights in Atlanta in 1974, that's pretty amazing, don't you guys think? I mean, they weren't, you know,
at the same place, like a double bill?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Two shows in a row. Now, this is also the famous show where Paul collapsed on stage.
Right.
And you know, you always hear these stories about Paul collapsed and, you know, and if you read up on it, man, it's more or less because they ran out of music.
Really?
They kept coming out for encores and they didn't have any more songs.
It was like a staged collapse.
Uh huh.
Wow. Well, I always had the taste for the theatrics.
Right.
So,
yeah. That's pretty
right,
cool.
Yeah.
It's all just part of the show, man, you know?
Yeah, it's all show. You know, years later, I saw, man, I think I was still in high school. I went and saw Poison live, and they were playing. And when the band finished and walked off the stage, CeCe stayed out there and just kept soloing, you know, playing until finally, like, the roadie came out and picked him up and carried him off stage, and he kept playing while being carried off the stage.
That's great.
And I was like, that's what it reminded me of, you know? It wasn't so much it's the opposite. You know, Paul had to stop because they had nothing else. And it's staged, of course, with CeCe, but he wanted to keep going, you know, like he wanted to keep going.
Yeah, that Vinnie Vincent moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. So, Let's see. I think that's pretty much all the news I had. This they've been still playing. You know, the set lists seem to be...
it's got a little better, I would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to read the set list, because that's what I promised this week.
Yeah.
Podcast Rock City.
So this week's subject, you know, kind of ties into last week's subject. I said to everybody, go on out there, write your favorite or your best Kiss set list that would please everybody. You know, tire kickers, the you know, loyal, you know, hardcore Kiss Army members, yourself, you know. And I got quite a few, and I said I'd read them online or on the air, and I'm going to. I got quite a few. Now Andrew wasn't on the show with us last week, so he didn't know to do this. Jody made one. I did not make one because I've done this on three other shows before I was ever on with Jody and Andrew. So if you want to know what my fit, you know, I like the most recent one I did. This will tell you how long ago it was. It was me and Chris Sinzak from Decibel Geek. So look up that show.
I remember
that. It was
that
pretty
one.
Good. Yeah, it was pretty good. And we basically picked our set list for Kiss to do. But how do you want to do this, Joe? Do you want me to read one of the ones right off?
I don't care.
All right, how about this? I'll start with Sean Franklin.
Sounds okay? good to me.
Sean Franklin, he wrote minimal stage rap. Songs go right into another, minimal solos. Starts with Deuce. Now stop me when we get somewhere where you guys go, okay, all right, here we go.
But Deuce, okay as in good or okay as in bad?
Okay as in you want to discuss the song.
Oh, I see.
Okay, here we go. Deuce, King of the Nighttime World, Unholy, Who Wants to Be Lonely.
Wait.
I knew that was happening. All right.
I would love that, but I don't see Paul being able to do it.
But still cool.
That'd be great. Oh, yeah.
That's a real curveball to have Unholy, first of all, at all, but just that early in the set list, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And absolutely. I like how he's got it as Alice Cooper style, like minimal raps, because Alice Cooper just goes one song to the next and doesn't really do much banter, which I'd like.
Right. Okay, so Who Wants to Be Lonely, then Calling Dr. Love, Watching You, I was made for Loving You, and then it says in parentheses, short drum solo. Here's one. Ready? Magic Touch.
That'd wow. be great.
Uh-huh. Hotter Than Hell, Firehouse, Blood, Room Service, Tears Are Falling, Domino, Detroit Rock City, She, short guitar solo, Christine 16, and then Making Love for the final song. Encores are All-American Man, Rockin' in the USA,
nice.
Together, Let Me Go Rock and Roll, and Rock and Roll All Night.
Boom.
No Black Diamond?
No 100,000 Years. No Black Diamond. Interesting,
still, that was
right?
a pretty killer set list, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, anything that you're going to write down is going to be great to us, you know? Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing, I got to tell you, man, the thing that really, I've read over all of these, okay? It's just the order that people put them in that makes them really crazy, because you go, and not crazy bad, but crazy is, I would have never thought to do this, but it would be cool, and just different, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, so let's go on to the next one. Neil Hansen.
What's up, Neil Hansen?
Hi, Neil. Neil. Okay, it says, my ideal realistic set list would consist of music from The Elder in its entirety. And 10 other songs.
I called that okay. one last week. I said someone's going to say we want the full Elder in its entirety. And okay. I said they should do All American Man and Rockin' in the USA. So I'm 2 for 2, dude.
You are. All right, so here's the set list. I'll blow through this one.
Fire.
And then when we get to the end, you tell me what you think about the third song, okay? So here we go. Deuce. Oh, it's second and third song. Ready? Deuce, Black Diamond, 100,000 Years, Parasite, Watching You, All the Way, Rock and Roll All Night,
okay.
Two-Timer, Detroit Rock City, King of the Nighttime World, Shout It Out Loud, I Want You, I Stole Your Love, Christine 16, Love Gun, Almost Human, Damn. I Was Made for Loving You, Naked City, Heller Hallelujah, and Modern Day Delilah. Wow. Now, I don't know if this is the actual order that he, but it says my ideal set list. Maybe these are just, you know.
Those seem like chronological because you got Deuce and Black Diamond up front. Those are on the first album. Then what does it go into?
It was chronological, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. It kind of represents all the eras. I would really love to hear that two-timer live. That'd be awesome.
Or never All seen the that. Way.
I knew Andrew would dig on All the Way, obviously.
It's kind of like the opposite of the Rush R40 tour, as in, like, because in that one they started from newest to oldest, and this is oldest to newest, which is pretty cool.
That would be a cool show to see, you know, the progression. But I thought I thought this was the guy that said he wanted the Elder in full.
Well, I think that's what he was saying, that, you know, but I think that he went with that just because it was more realistic.
Yeah.
I hear you. Okay, so next, Chris Dahl.
Oh, what's up, Chris?
It says, here is a set list I would love to see in practical order. I Stole Your Love, King of the Nighttime World. Rise to It. Who Wants to Be Lonely? Boom. Deuce, Naked City, that would make me happy. Mm-hmm. Thrills in the Night, Psycho Circus, Crazy Nights, Saint and Sinner.
Wow.
Sure Know Something, Strange Ways, George and Then Rock Bottom. All Hell's Breaking Loose, Love Her All I Can, 100,000 Years, Gene Blood and Drum Solo, Love 'Em, Leave 'Em.
Wow.
Sweet Pain, and the encore would be Black Diamond and Rock and Roll All Night.
Boom. I'd leave That's there happy with that one, too, like man. That. Hell yeah.
I'm liking all of these. Yeah, you guys are amazing. You put some real...
Well, because these are all hardcores listening to this, so, you know, like, we're all sort of the same breed.
Oh, and, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Freaks of a Feather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just have a couple more to go. Let's see. Nathan Holland.
Hi, Nathan.
Nathan.
And I didn't say hi to Scott originally before we did the set list. Was that his name, too?
Oh, right before?
You know, the first guy.
Sean.
Sean, sorry. Hi, Sean. Oh, I didn't say that.
Okay, Nathan Holland. It says, here's my set list. I Stole Your Love. Ooh. King of the Nighttime World. Shout It Out Loud. Tomorrow and Tonight. That makes me happy. Getaway. Heaven's on Fire, Gene Breathes Fire.
Okay.
Fitting.
I Want You, Rise to It, Calling Dr. Love. That's two Rise to Its, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two different times. Calling Dr. Love, Strange Ways, Almost Human, Gene Spits Blood. Lick It Up, in parentheses, Without Won't Get Fooled Again. Yeah. Naked City, Crazy Nights. Yeah, Crazy Nights, I Was Made for Loving You, Paul Flies Out, Love Gun, Paul Flies Back, Do You Love Me for the last song before the encore of Detroit Rock City, Rockin' in the USA, and Rock and Roll All Night.
Nice.
I'm really happy that Naked City's getting so much recognition.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That's an underrated song.
It really is. It really is. Okay, so let's see. Joel, I always say his name wrong. I'm not going to fuck it up this time. Joel Hebensperger.
Hebensperger.
Yes. It says, must have songs. Deuce, Love Gun, Detroit Rock City, Black Diamond, 100,000 Years, No Drum Solo, and Rock and Roll All Night. Here's the funny part. Never play again songs. These are the songs he says never play again. Lick It Up, Shock Me, or any A song sung by Tommy. Let Tommy Thayer do his own song. Remove all solos minus Gene's solo going into God of Thunder. No Beth, no anything from Asylum or Animalized.
Oh, no.
He says, I like those. Yeah, he said, I like those albums, but songs don't fit in my opinion, even though I have Crazy Nights on here. It works for me. feels like a good Kiss anthem to me, as in a Kiss show is a crazy night. Last part says, please play these two. Let Me Go Rock and Roll, Baby Driver with Eric on vocals, Almost Human, Going Blind, Heller Hallelujah, Modern Day Delilah, I'm an Animal.
Oh, wow.
I Love It Loud. And then he wrote Like It. Sorry. That's for Jody. Anyway, Strutter, Crazy Nights, Cold Jim, Jin, Mr. Speed, I Stole Your Love, Firehouse, Tomorrow and Tonight. I probably picked five songs too many, but I'd die if they played the set list at the July 25th Wichita, Kansas show I am going to. Man, I hope you have a good time.
Oh, yeah, Joel's from Wichita, huh?
Yeah.
That's one of those people that downloads every week then, because Wichita is our number two city as far as downloads go by the week.
Really?
Atlanta's number one.
Wichita?
Yeah, Wichita, Kansas. And I remember thinking, man, I don't know anyone from Wichita, but hey, man, we know Joel.
Joel. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. So thanks for that, buddy. So
he really went into some depth. That's pretty awesome. That I got two left.
Okay.
Two left. Here we go. Cool. This is Greg York.
Hi, Greg.
Psycho Circus, Deuce, Shout It Out Loud, Domino. That's another Domino. Parasite, Detroit Rock City, King of the Nighttime World, Hate. Dr.
Wow.
Dr. Love, Let Me Know, Strutter, Lick It Up, Unholy, Crazy Nights, Cold Gin, Black Diamond, Love Gun, I Want You, Take Me, and Rock and Roll All Night. That list's pretty good, too. I like that one.
Yeah. I'd leave there happy with that one, too.
Uh-huh. Okay, now I got one more, and then I got something to read for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, last one is from Clint Wells.
Hi, Clint. Clint Wells.
Hello, Clint. It says, I think it would be so cool if they played an entire record in the middle of a set the way Pearl Jam has started doing. A record like Hotter Than Hell would cover classics for the tire kickers and deep cuts for the diehards. I also like the idea of throwing in a few tunes from the latest record. Here's my list. What do you think about that, throwing in a whole record?
That'd be great. I would want it to be Dressed to Kill.
Of course you would.
You knew that already.
I'm with Hell.
Right.
All right, here's his list. Deuce, Wall of Sound, Long Way Down, Creatures of the Night, Got to Choose, Parasite, Going Blind, Electric, Hotter Than Hell, that's when Gene blows fire, Let Me Go Rock and Roll, All the Way, Watching You, that's the blood, Mainline, Eric sings, Coming Home, Strange Ways, Tommy sings it and extends it with a solo and shoots the rockets, Tomorrow, that's the first time that one's made a list.
That's great.
Yeah, and Love Gun, Paul flies. Now, he flew out, right, I guess maybe before, and then goes back. Encore, Lick It Up, Cold Gin, and Rock and Roll All Night.
Yeah, I would
very Hotter Than Hell heavy, and yeah. I approve.
Yeah, what's Hotter Than Hell right in the middle? That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about this last week, and I wanted to give everybody an idea of what we're talking about. So I dug up the set list from Kiss Cruise 5.
Okay.
The electric show, you know, where they were throwing out all mostly deep cuts, you know?
Yeah.
And I wanted to read that set
deep
list.
Deep sea cuts?
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Flaming Youth, I Stole Your Love, Ladies Room. Okay, so it says Flaming Youth, was the first time they played it since 76. Ladies Room, Coming Home, Plaster Caster, Mainline, Take Me, A World Without Heroes, Shock Me, followed by the Alive 2 solo, abbreviated, Love Her All I Can, Strange Ways, first time played live since 1975, Mr. Speed, first time ever played electric, Going Blind, All the Way, Christine 16.
That's great, man. I'd love to have seen that live. I mean, I've seen it on video, and it was great, but, you know.
Yeah. Good grief. That's like, I mean, that's what they're talking. That's what we're talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to play all those songs. You got to throw in shit, you know, that everybody wants to hear. You know, everybody. How about that? But still, those are the kind of songs they can do it, you know.
And they had to see people like going apeshit when they did it. You'd think, I don't understand what that they don't understand how big those songs really could be.
Yeah.
Oh, did you want to do my quick set list?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to hear that. This is where... Okay, everybody, this is going to get interesting.
Actually, dude, I went with the whole scheme that you were talking about, how it had to like basically be for everyone.
And so right.
This set list, you wouldn't even... It's like every... There's only one song that they haven't done live on here that I picked because I wanted it to be realistic. But anyways, I got I Stole Your Love, Deuce, Flaming Youth, She... Come On and Love Me, and you won't believe this, but I do have I Love It Loud. I have Love Gun, Watching You, Got to Choose. I even have Lick It Up without the frickin' Who part. I have I Want You, Shout It Out Loud, God of Thunder, 100,000 Years, Detroit Rock City, I Was Made for Loving You. Then they finish the show with Black Diamond, of course. And then they come back and do Tomorrow and Tonight, Rock and Roll All Night, and they finish out with Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
See? Nice. That's a perfect set list.
Hello.
And they could do it.
It's realistic, though, too, because the only one that they haven't done is Tomorrow and Tonight. Every one of these other songs they could easily do, including I Love It Loud. Because I don't mind I Love It Loud if I get all the other great ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I love that song when I was a kid.
So Paul, I know, is listening. You heard us. You know, we're really good, you know, understanding what the Kiss mind thinks. So
hey dude, did you
turn off the food processor and listen?
Did you
see that? I just assume he's cooking.
Yeah. You making some meatballs?
Yep.
Did you see that tweet that I tweeted to you, Joe, with like there was a mashup between Taylor Swift and Kiss?
Yeah, and Kiss Online retweeted it.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah, it was really funny because I was showing it to Karen the other day, and we were like cracking up about it because it's so good.
Yeah,
it's
great.
So it's the Taylor Swift video, but they superimposed Gene's face sticking out his tongue over Taylor Swift's face, and then it's
instead of Shake It Off, it's Lick It Off.
Yeah,
and it fits really well.
It was quite funny.
Yeah, it was like a year old, man. I had never seen it. I just stumbled across it.
Yeah,
very strange.
Look. Can you hear this? Let's see.
Yeah. That's great.
They should do this live.
Totally.
This is where it goes. Funny. So whoever did that had some talent.
Yeah, kudos to him. It was a pretty cool mashup.
Yeah, absolutely.
I heard another great one that was Katy Perry mixed with I Was Made for Loving You, and that one really works too.
Wow.
They're all on totally YouTube. Funny. Dig it up.
Yeah, get out there and be creative. It's always good. Then send us the link because we love looking at that stuff.
I love funny Kiss videos. I watch them all.
No, I have Shake It Off stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, she's cute, man. I'm happy with Taylor Swift. All right, so thank you guys for sending the set list, man. Totally appreciate it. I also told you guys to do something, and you did. And I asked, would you please go to iTunes and leave us a review? And I said that if you guys did that, I would read the review we got. Man, we get pretty good reviews. You know, I got to tell you that... I don't really have many complaints. The last few we got, you know, everybody seems to write nice things, and I, you know, man, we really appreciate it, you know. And these reviews somehow, we're told, help us with iTunes. But I want to read the last couple to you here. Well, how about this? The ones from, let's do the last three. One, the headline is Raise Your Glasses, People. It's a 5-star rating. It says, I love Podcast Rock City because these guys hold hold no punches as fans or humans and waste little time trying to convince you they are experts, per se. Just fans willing to ponder the vast reaches of Kistery without a net. There are Rock and Roll Party. That was written by Kistorian Dave, Strutter78. Thanks, man.
That's great. Thanks.
That was a really nice review.
Yeah. Here's another one. This one came in May. It's a great Kiss podcast. Awesome show. Jody and Andrew and everyone else involved do an excellent job. No negative talk about the fans, unlike another Kiss podcast that has three hosts. Just lots of entering Kiss talk. You know, I'm not getting it. Whatever. It's funny. And then the last is like, that's BTBA. It's BT BAM rules 310. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thanks, man.
And then the last one is awesome podcast. This is, it says Chuck Norris is awesome. July 14th. These guys always entertain, talking about the Kiss news and whatever the hell else they want to talk about. Also, they advertise all the other Kiss podcasts. They got me into a lot of other great Kiss podcasts I listened to today. They've also got a live show on Thursdays worth checking out. 12 to 2 on akaradio.com. Keep on rocking, guys. You'd think I wrote that.
Totally.
It sounds like Gene.
We'd get this guy to be our promo guy.
Yeah. But look, thank you guys very much. Anything that we get after that, man, we'll read on the air next week. We really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Jody.
Yes, sir.
I believe that you have some what ifs for us.
Yeah, I'm always trying to think of ways that we could fill up time when there's like not much news, and you know, we do those Sweet 16s, but I didn't want to do one of those, so I was thinking, what if we do some what ifs? Those are always fun, right?
Yeah, let's try that.
It's kind of like our own Q&A
question too.
Awesome, man. The fans are coming through. Oh, the listeners are coming through for us, man. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Look how we don't want to call them fans. It feels weird.
We're not important.
Yeah, just three dudes bullshitting about Kiss, man. Just regular dudes. I just consider them to be our friends, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, so anyway, I thought of a few random questions, and I just figured I'd ask them to you guys and see what you think.
Let's go for it.
Okay, well, this is one that Joe thought of, but we never really have discussed it. But what if Ace had actually died in Lakeland that night?
From the electric shock.
Yeah, what if he actually died that night? What would have happened?
Well, obviously, shock me would never have happened.
True.
It's true, but that's funny.
But do you think they would just put somebody in a spaceman getup? Because no one really would know at that time.
Because Peter left. It's not like Peter died. So would circumstances change? You know, like, because he couldn't be around to say, no, you can't do that, you know? But I don't think they'd be. That's a tough one.
Do you think that they would just march on, or do you think they would have taken a little while off and came up with a new character, or how would it? What do you think, Joe?
Well, I definitely think they would have taken time off. Even at this point, they've now, and you and I know from reading the Kiss book about their tour that they, at this point now, they've been on tour for 3 years straight.
Yeah.
No months off, no years off. It's just tour, tour, tour. So, these guys know every hair on each other's heads. They know every mole. You know what I mean? They're brothers. So if Ace were to have died, thank God that didn't happen. But if Ace would have died, they would have been just destroyed.
Yeah, I think so too.
I do, however, think that they would have continued. However, it probably would have been a year later.
Yeah. It would have made a big difference in the way things went. But yeah, I guess, thank God it didn't happen,
Yeah.
But what do you think, Andrew? Question.
Oh, I definitely think they would have continued, but they would have taken time off. And it's really up in the air. I don't know if they would have created a new character or not, because that's different circumstances.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
And at the time, Ace owned the makeup too.
Mm.
So
yeah.
So I don't know. That's crazy.
Here's another one for you guys. What do you think would have been the result had the Elder been a huge success?
Mm.
Movie, definitely a motion picture would have happened.
Yeah, Absolutely, definitely a movie.
Gene would have gone crazy with the... Well, actually, you know, Bill would have gone crazy with the merchandising, for sure.
Yeah.
And obviously, Gene would be on board, but definitely making a lot more money. They would have done the whole Lucas thing and just pump out as many toys or products as possible.
Kiss and Kenner team up.
Hell yeah. That would
have been really cool.
Yeah,
we probably would have got that part, too, like the War of the Gods thing, too.
Oh, that would have been killer.
If yeah, it, man, I am sold, I know. Am just a boy under ruse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the door knocker that you could buy.
Oh, I still think I need to make those, man. I just can't find anybody to do it. I want my own door knocker. If you go on Podcast Rock City Facebook right now, somebody posted the movie that, you know, the movie we were always talking about, Jody?
Which one?
The one that had it was a black and white movie. It had the hand go up to the door knocker. Oh, in the jungle? Knocker. Yeah.
What, I forget what that movie's called. It's on there, huh?
Yeah. Cool. Somebody posted it, and I was like, damn, I'm not letting this go. So if you go to Podcast Rock City on Facebook and take a look at the video, you tell me if, you know, Gene loved those kind of movies. He doesn't call them movies. He calls them films.
Because he's sophisticated.
He is. They're films. And if you know, these are the type of movie. You know, Paul always said, Gene's watching movies with people that have been dead longer than I've been alive.
Yeah.
So if you watch the beginning, it looks like it, you know?
That's really cool. Here's one for you guys, because I know you're gearheads out there. Mm-hmm. And I know Andrew is, and Joe is as well. We all play guitars, and we're all, you know, music guys. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you this. What do you think would have happened, suppose Kiss had played, like, Fender guitars, like Strats, and Paul's on the telly?
Definitely would have sounded more Beatles-y, or they could have turned to, like, Status Quo.
Yeah.
Be forgotten forever.
Well, you know, there are pictures of Vinnie Vincent playing a red Strat on stage.
Yeah, but I'm talking the original Kiss before they, you know, people weren't putting humbuckers in Strats back in the... You know,
yeah,
it'd be really twangy Kiss. Then again, the first album does sound like might as well be Stratocasters for a lot of it sounds very thin, whatnot.
Yeah, just imagine, you know, Ace instead of the classic Les Paul, he's got like a smoking single coil, freaking.
Yeah, that wouldn't be as dramatic or anything.
Yeah, it would just be strange, you know. Kiss uses Pearl drums and freaking Fender guitars because they want the best. It just doesn't sound right.
Kiss, you know, it became this later, but, you know, it would have been even worse. It would have been like Kiss uses Pearl drums and Silvertone guitars made by Sears.
Yeah, or Steinberg.
Yeah, I don't know what Paul was thinking.
I mean, I understand that he wanted to make a guitar that was, you know, inexpensive for kids to get started with. That wanted some god awful ugly shape.
they
we're living in a great age now that they make really quality guitars for a lot cheaper. Because it used to just be like either crazy expensive or dirt cheap.
Yeah,
like they're really melding into a good quality. I don't know why I sound like a sales representative, but
it's true.
You know what I mean?
It is true. That's crazy because the wood's getting harder to come by. You know.
But that's
a whole nother discussion. But let me ask you this. What do you think would have happened, suppose Mark St. John never, his hand never turned into a balloon?
Oh, that's a good one.
I think he would have been out, like he may have only had a couple albums in him, and I honestly thought they would have, maybe the timing wouldn't have been right to get Bruce, but they would have got someone else, because I think their personalities are total opposite, so like I really don't think that Mark gelled with them from the beginning, so I think they would have found a way to get rid of him, or he might have quit.
Yeah, I don't think he would have lasted either. What do you think, Joe?
I can't say that Bruce would have gotten in the band, you know, but I don't think Mark would have lasted long. I think he was just too busy for what they wanted, you know? He sufficed for the Animalized album, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but, I love Animalized, but his style, I really don't care for it. I think Bruce was the perfect fit. And I think they might have went to him anyway just on circumstances because Bob was always pushing him, you know? He's always in Paul's ear like, check out my brother, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess we'll never know. Let me ask you this then. What do you think would have happened, suppose Gene did quit in 83? He's like, man, I can't do this. Can't do it. So he's like, I'm out. What would have happened?
Yeah, now they're done.
You think? Mm-hmm. I think Paul would have carried it. It
becomes like a Paul Stanley band.
It did anyway, though. You know what I mean?
So yeah, but it would have been like literally Paul Stanley.
You don't think it would have been called Kiss?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think he would.
Or actually, I guess, as you said, it might as well have been Kiss, so it could have been Kiss.
It could have been, Get Blackie Lawless or whoever at the time.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Gene.
Yeah, he could sing like that too, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think Paul would have carried it on, man. I really do. Because he's not going to let Gene's, like, stupid acting career or whatever his reason for leaving would be drag him down, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just like what really happened. He wasn't going to let Gene's career drag down Kiss. He took up the slack and it became his band there in the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it would have been about the same.
If you don't have Gene in 83 and all you have is, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but you have Paul is in 83 at this point now. He's the only original member, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, would he keep calling it Kiss? I mean,
I think he would.
Oh, yeah, I think he would too.
Yeah, like, suppose once they came out of makeup, they just had some dude that wasn't Gene, you know? And they're like, by the way, we have a new bass player. I don't know, man. I don't know how it would have went. Because Gene is such a big part of, like, even without makeup, he was still a huge part of Kiss, you know? Even if he had kind of checked out. When you went to see him live, it was still kind of all about Gene and Paul. Not just Paul, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, it'd been kind of a tough sell, but I think Paul, in his determination, probably would have, you know, triumphed.
So, let me ask you guys, by you guys, I mean our listeners, this is what I want you to do now. You pick one of those what-ifs that Jody threw out there, and you answer it the way you think it would have went down. If you think Gene out of the band means that they start calling the band Paul Stanley's Beatles, you know, or whatever... You know, you tell us what you think, man. We're really interested in finding out because that, you know, you letting us know what you think about what we're talking about helps us and drives us forward with new subjects and topics and everything. And we appreciate it. That's really awesome, Jody. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I know you got more. We're going to save some for another time.
That's cool. I got a huge notebook full of these things.
I bet.
A Kiss notebook.
Jody, he's got a Kiss notebook.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
It is awesome. All right, so that brings us to something that you have all missed, and we have missed.
Hell yeah.
But we're going to do today, and that is called Ask Andrew. I tried to sing it like
I tried to
like
harmonize, and it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work very well. This Ask Andrew question comes from Joel Hebensperger.
All right.
Hi, Joel.
We got Joel, the double.
Joel, he sent us a thing and a thing.
Cool.
All right. Now, this is a good question. We can all answer this one. It's difficult, but you'll figure it out. Here we go. Name one band you'd love to hear do a complete Kiss tribute album. For him, it was Rob Zombie. For Andrew, it would be... This is where he's like, Mortal Death, Zill something violent sounding. <What? laughs> I'm kidding.
I could have said the Carpenters, but... Yeah.
That's tough,
honestly,
dude.
Probably Anthrax.
That's a good one.
Anthrax doing Hotter Than Hell in its entirety, that'd be pretty cool.
Yes, I agree. What about you, Jody?
Man, I don't have any idea. It's tough to do a whole Kiss album because you got to have someone that can sing at least two different vocal styles, you know? And usually at least a lot of times three, if not four sometimes if you're talking like a Love Gun or something. But I don't know. Let me think. Why don't you go, and then I'll keep thinking.
I'll go. I think I would really enjoy Skid Row doing an album. I think
with Sebastian Bach.
With Sebastian Bach
would be cool. Yeah.
I think that they could pull that off. And Rachel sings. You know,
that's true. Yeah, he could do the two ones.
Yeah, I think he could. And you know, he was. You remember he did Psychotherapy too. That was so good.
It was.
Yeah, it was. So I think Skid Row, the Skids with Sebastian Bach, could do a tribute to Kiss. I don't care what album. They could probably do like a Love Gun.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Well,
yeah, it would be awesome.
I think I would. The Skid Row kind of thing kind of reminded me of this, but Sebastian has also covered like a couple Hanoi Rocks tunes, so I think that. They're not around anymore, but Michael Monroe has a pretty badass solo band that keeps making records, and I think they could do something really great, you know. Preferably maybe
what
just,
album? Interesting Kill?
I could hear him doing that, but I could also hear him doing stuff like Destroyer, Rock and Roll Over, Love Gun, you know. Take your pick. But
yeah.
I'm a big Mike Monroe fan, dude. I love Hanoi Rocks back in the day, and
yeah.
He still rocks, dude. He still got it.
Yeah. He had a pretty good solo career, you know, at the beginning when he first started it out. Man, he got a lot of airplay on MTV.
Not faking it, yeah.
But
his newer records are way better, man. They're heavier and like more punky, back to the old school Hanoi sound. It's pretty great.
Cool. Well, thanks, Joel. We really appreciate that Ask Andrew question. And if you want to send us an Ask Andrew question, what you have to do is you have to get on your computer or whatever you use, your phone or whatever.
That's a great sound effect, by the way.
That was me typing.
I like that.
Were you writing a screenplay in the 50s?
Yes. Yeah, it's really funny. It's true, though. You know, and send us an email and title it Ask Andrew. It can be anything. And you send it to PodcastRockCity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. Aw, I got goosebumps when you did that. That was awesome. Anyway, well, we thank you very much for listening to this show. Jody, do you have anything to add?
You know what I have to add. I'd say thanks for listening out there, Kiss Army, and, you know, keep listening to us if you can, and check us out on Thursdays, a.k.a. Radio Live, Thursdays at noon Eastern. And, yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Really, and Andrew.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you have a great Monday. I know Mondays suck, but I hope you have a great one.
Absolutely. And thank you for coming back to us today. We really appreciated having you and enjoyed it. Of course, it's so much fun. Let's see. You know my spiel. We listen to Kiss podcasts every week, and we play all their commercials at the end of our show, and you're going to hear them in 3, 2, 1.
Peace. You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Greetings from Jandel, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Yes! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
History Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. And serious.
No, wait. Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History, Science, Theory. We bust balls because we care.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new. What are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I'm concerned.